בוקר טוב, עשירי באב תש"פ, ערב שבת שלום. Oh, there's a paper over there for עילוי נשמת. The breakfast today in עילוי נשמת is לכבוד from the Mrs. Hannah Delamani and family, עילוי נשמת אליהו בן חנוכה. נשמתו צרורה בצרור חיים. טוב. So, the Rama continues, we're nearing the end of פרק שני. And he says, לפיכך צריך כל האדם להרגיל עצמו באילו המידות מעט מעט, והעיקרית שיתפוס שהיא מפתח הכל, הענווה. A person has to utilize all of the midot that we've spoken about extensively, especially the ones having to do with the face, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the בסבר פנים יפות. But he says, עיקר העיקרים, the עיקר המידות that's משפיע on all of the other midot is that of מידת הענווה. מפני שהיא ראש לכולן, בחינה ראשונה בכתר, ותחתיה יכולה לכל, just like the כתר, is the אב לכל הספירות, so to ענווה, is the ראש לכל, לכל המידות. ענווה, everything comes out of there. When a person's ענב, he can attain anything. רצון טוב, and סבר פנים יפות, and everything else comes from ענווה. And if you think about it, it's very logical. Also, forget about from the Kabbalistic perspective, but even from the logical perspective, when a person's anav, and if a person thinks of himself too highly, so he finds it difficult to kind of, you know, have day-to-day interactions with simpletons. Right? Think of mi ata, ma ata, kol pam, you know, a person, there's been certain times, I don't think it's a matter of gava, it might be a matter of culture. I've been certain places in Shabbat that you walk in the street, I'm used to, this is the way I was grown up, you see it, fellow Jew on the street on Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom, you know him, you don't know him, say Shabbat Shalom. Sometimes I've done that. In certain places I've been in Shabbat, you get a look, like, מה קרה לך? מה זה Shabbat Shalom? זה ברכה. Shabbat Shalom. You're blessing with Shem Hashem. מה יש בזה? לא יודע. אבל, maybe it's a little bit gaiva, but all of the bad midot, if a person, and not only that, good morning, a person, In Yiddish, it's called the Fife An. It's the Fife An. You heard that before? Fife An, yani, ignore him. Lo tuchal leit'alem. It says, the Gemara pe'amim, she'ata mit'alem. Zaken ve'eno lefichvodo, kohen, ve'bevet ha'kvarot. Yeah. But, and if a person tells you, boker tov, Shabbat shalom, pe'amim she'ata mit'alem. Tit'alem imenu. They know derech eretz. Why? That comes from gaiva. Ze ulai gaiva. That what? I don't know you. What do I owe you? I owe you boker tov. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right? The bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Yehuda. Chachlili einai miyayin ulven shinai mechalav. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, gadol hamalbin shinai mechavero yoter mimashkeo chalav. It's even better, you know, you can have, shtabach shemolok, grand breakfast, mezeh, and bagels, and chocolate milk, v'anyanim, v'anyanim, v'anyanim. It's a tov meod, mitzuyan. You know what's even greater than that? Even greater is to show a person shalom, tell him boker tov, mezeh, make him feel good. That's an even greater bracha. A person who can't do that, a person can't interact with other people, זה קשה, אולי זה נובע מגאווה, maybe it comes from גאווה, טוב, so he says like this. והנה, huh? What do you think antisocial comes from? גאווה! Yeah! You know the famous Rav Steinman video? גאווה, גאווה, גאווה? You should Google that video, that's also another one of my favorite videos. There was a, I'll tell you outside, Rav Steinman once, you know, he was Gedol Ador. He lived to 104 years old, which means besides for being Gaon Atzum Batorah, he also had a lot of experience and adventures under his belt. Obviously, when you live to 104, you get a lot of experience. That's why the Gemara says, the Gemara says, do you have to stand up for Zaken, who's Am Haaretz? The Gemara says, Masechet Kiddushin, as long as you're not Zaken Ashma, as long as you're not Rasha. Why? Kama Harpatka'e Avru Aleh, which means even if he's Am Haaretz, but at least if he got to such an age, that means what? He has a lot of experience, adventures, vizay. You stand up for his experience. So one time they came to ask him, there was a shayla in chinuch, it's such a funny video, and I saw much musa. They came to ask him whether they should, it was like a menahal of a certain yeshiva in Israel, yeshiva ketana, a cheder it's called, and they asked him, should we accept a certain boy? And he said, what's the shayla? So he says, yeah, you know, his parents are divorced, and they come from, they kept on saying, he comes from a background that's not mat'im to the yeshiva, a background that's not mat'im. So he asked, what's mat'im? you know, what's not matim yet. Rav Steinman, when it came to chinuch b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, he was very, like, what do you mean not matim? Not matim means it's not, not befitting for our hashkof. So he says what? Right? They come from a little bit of more of an open house. He scanned, the kid was a product of divorced parents who remarried, whatever. So Rav Steinman was looking at them and he says, okay, so what? Like, yeah, that's why you don't accept the kid to yeshiva? He's like, no, they're trying to, they say, but you know, his hashkafa doesn't really, yeah, it's not really matim with ours, and they're going back and forth and back. And they're going on and on about it, on and on. And there's a few rebbeim, like Rav Steinman, I don't know if you saw him, especially in his older age, he was very small and frail, and he used to sit on a bed all day, you know that? He used to learn on a bed without a back. Kacha, amal haTorah. He used to sit on a bed, not on a chair to learn. Well, he didn't want to have a back. He wanted to be amel baTorah. Anyway, the kitzur, so...
What does amel baTorah mean?
To break himself. Yeah.
To learn Torah?
Anyway, listen. At the end, Rav Steinman could tell he got annoyed at them. And Rav Steinman was so patient, so sweet. And he turns to the Menahel and he says, you know why you don't, you can look, it's like a famous video on YouTube. He says, you know why you don't want to accept the kid? He says, yeah, why? Well, he says, he said in Yiddish, it's gaiva, gaiva, no gaiva. He said, you don't want to accept the kid because you're gaftanim. It's because you're gaiva, you don't accept the kids. So, his parents and his okay, I'm saying the home. He told him that the Rav Steinman was born in Brisk. He was born in Brisk. Okay, he learned under the Brisk Rav for a while. So anyway, he says, "You think every kid in my cheder was the firmest he came out of Rish Hashiva?" He says, "My cheder too in Brisk, which was, you know, that was the crown jewel of Lithuanian Jewry at the time. You think every kid in my cheder was the firmest from the firmest house? My thoughts say." You know, you can control it. A kid because of that, because of the household he comes from, he doesn't deserve a Torah education. You crazy? Atagavtan, gaiva. As I told him, boom in his face, and they're laughing. They're laughing, and he's like, no, don't laugh. It's gaiva. He said, that's what he told them. That was the zap of it. It's a pretty big zap. It's not a. So anyway, says the Ramak. Gaiva makes us do a lot of crazy things. What's the bedrock of anava for a person not to have any self-worth whatsoever? We're not talking about confidence and whatever, but a person really should look at himself. Yeah, and he says, I'm nothing. The most anav of all time, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says that in third place of Anava was whom? David HaMelech. V'anuchi tola'at v'lo ish. Second place, Abraham Avinu. V'anuchi afar v'efer. First place ever is who? Moshe Rabbeinu. V'nachnu ma. I don't even know what to attribute to myself. Not a worm, not dust, no. Says, no, lo yoda ma'ani. Ad sheyehu be'enav ha-briya shfila shebechol ha-nivraim uvazui uma'us me'od. A person has to look himself at as the least, as the lowest, the lowest of all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, and disparaged and disgusting in his own eyes. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't mean that a person should look at himself as a nothing and as a rasha, because that opens up the floodgates for the Yetzer Hara to try to get a person to do avonot. Rather, the avodah of the anav is to look, in spite of his self-confidence, what do you think, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what he was worth? He didn't know he was Adon HaNeviim? Of course he knew. Elama, he understood that along with that, who says I reached my potential? Who says I reached the level, the expectations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from me? Therefore he said, no reason to be a gavtan. Person should look mamash, look at himself as not. And he says, B'chashuri ga'a tamid le'asig ha'midah hazot, kol she'ar ha'midot nigrarot achareha, she'arei ha'keter ha'midah ha'rishona shel bo she'nir'a atzmo le'ayin lifnei ma'atzilo. When a person works on his midat ha'anava and he excels in it, all of the other midot will come on their own. That's the way it works. Which means, you see a major vart in avodat midot, you work on anava, you kill like 50 birds with one stone. You get all of the other midot tovot when you work on anava, and he says, where do I know that from? The keter is the top, the uppermost sphira, and its ikara avodah is what? Is that it doesn't look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't look up and only looks down at the other sphirot. Yeah.
From the way that I'm up here speaking, it sounds more like you must seek the anava and then everything else comes after it. But in the Gerda Ramban, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't it sound sort of like the opposite? Like first, you know, tell me Naka'az, and then finally you get the anava.
Anava is not something easy to obtain. You have to first, right, the Ramban, and you get it to Ramban, gives practical, you know, applications of how a person, you say, okay, I want to work on anava. How do I do it? I'm anav. I'm nothing. That's words. Says the Ramban, you know how you work on it? First of all, work on the ka'as. Don't let yourself get upset. Shiyed diburo binachat. Right? Always speak, right, quietly, nicely. And these are, bevchinat chitzoniyot, ma'orid et apnimiyot. Person doesn't get angry. He speaks softly. He looks down at himself and he looks up at other people. Those are ways to achieve anava. Once you achieve real anava, all of the other midot will be soon and coming. So he says, "Kach yasim ha'adam atzmo ayin mamash v'yachshov v'aydero tov me'od min ha'metziut." He says a person should feel. You know the famous machloket b'tshama b'tilim. Noach lo le'adam shenivra or noach le'adam shelo nivra. And really, the Gemara says that they argued about it for how long? 7 years. They argued back and forth. Is it better for a person to have been created, not been created? Maskana that b'tilim was modeh. To Beit Shammai, that what? Noach la'adam, shelo haya nivra. It's better for a person not to have been created. Achshav shenivra. Once now, yifashvish b'ma'asav, learn Torah, right? Look here. That's, you know, but really, person should think to himself, says that I'm not part of anava is, it would be better, now again, if we're here, if we exist, that means, somebody once told me, that a birthday is a time for a person to think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that the world cannot exist without me. Because if we're here, what does that mean? If we exist, that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu deemed that the Briyat HaOlam, that he's Mechadesh B'Tuvo B'Chol Yom Tamid, cannot continue without me. And that's why I'm here. Aval, Mikol Makom, B'Derech HaMusar, Derech HaAnava is, it would be better if I'm not here than if I'm here. Ma Ani Oseh? Ktzat Mitzvot Po, right? A little bit of Mitzvot over here. Harbe Avonot Sham, more Avonot Sham, Ma Asiti? It's better for me not to be here. Yes, so he says, Uvazeh, when a person thinks like that, and then somebody insults you, berates you, disparages you, what do you think? You're right. Be'emet kacha. Be'emet kacha. Can you imagine if every time, you know, most fights start because of what? Because of clashes, insults. Can you imagine if somebody, there was one Amoran in the Gemara, I don't remember who it was, when somebody used to call him a chamor, he would say, here's a saddle, ride me. Ya'anima says, Tzadik, you're right. You're right. And not fake, but really sincerely, you're right. You're like this, you're like that, you're a chamor. Be'emet kacha. I'm nothing. Huh?
Even if he's wrong?
He's right. Anava dictates that he's right, that what he's saying, what he's insulting me. You remember we spoke about yesterday in Tisha B'Av? What happens if a person hears his father being insulted?
No way.
He gets all crazy. He asked the guy. And we spoke about it, right? We spoke about that, you know, in the context of Avat Yisrael. Yes, the guy, sometimes when a person's father is being insulted, is everything they're saying, is it wrong? Not necessarily. Could be right. And yet, what does the guy feel? Right? Take him out. Lama? Because of the love. But, huh? Yeah. So he says like this. He says when a person reaches real anava and people insult you, you say, you know, the reason why he's insulting me, it's really my fault. Why? It's my fault for existing. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me into existence, but what? Everything that comes upon me, he's right when he insults me, and the fact that he's insulting me is my fault. These are very, very lofty thoughts. Is it opashut? You know, for a person to... When was the last time you saw somebody call somebody else an idiot, and he says... No, be'emet. Tzadik. Tzadik. Not only that, it's not a simple level. But when a person's a real anav, this is what the Ramak says the person has to be striving to achieve. Tov, we'll hold it here. Bezat Hashem. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Bezat Hashem. We'll be back at 11:30 for Shi'ur. Also having to do with Asir B'Av. Bezat Hashem. We'll see you then. And then a few words on Parashat Shavua. See you soon. Sahara.
Kaddish.
Yes, Kaddish.